Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Friday of the 10th week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, why does Jesus speak so strongly about adultery? Our gospel reading for today from Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 through 32, contains a really tough message. Anything in your life that plays upon your vulnerabilities and contributes to sin should be gotten rid of, cut off, tossed away, ended, stopped, with no room for, well, maybe this time it's okay. Attached to this message, like a top priority and a bottom line, is a warning about adultery. If we even just look at someone with lust, we commit adultery. If we have a valid marriage, but divorce and remarry, we commit adultery, which is why the Catholic Church requires people to first prove that previous marriages were not true marriages before accepting another wedding. Whatever contributes to adultery should be cut off, tossed away, ended, stopped, and no room for excuses and rationalizations. Why is adultery so hugely significant as a sin? Why does Jesus speak so strongly about it? Why does he attach it to this particular teaching? Because relationships are the most important part of life. We can't get to heaven without them. The Father wants to spend eternity in wonderful relationships with his children. Jesus cared to the point of enduring a painful death to secure our future in heaven. The Holy Spirit works to make sure we have a good relationship with him here and now and forevermore. And Jesus made it clear that the road to heaven is paved with love for one another. Lust destroys relationships. When people are in lust instead of love, their relationship with God is ignored, or worse, broken. When one person inflicts his or her lust upon another, a wounded victim emerges. We still remember all too well the scandal of representatives of Christ violating children with their lust, and we rightfully mourn because Christ himself has been violated by such terrible representation. But no less adulterous is lust towards an adult. We live in a world where lust between consenting adults, despite marital status and gender, is considered a healthy expression of love and the fulfillment of an important physical need. No one's a victim, it seems, and therefore, why take a stand against it? And yet, there is a victim. Lust is a violation of the image of Christ. It destroys the message of God's fidelity. Lust in any form towards anyone is anti-evangelization. We're earthen vessels, as it says in today's first reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 through 15. We're vulnerable to sin, belonging too much to the world, easily cracked. Nonetheless, we hold an important treasure within, God. With the help of God's Holy Spirit, we can conquer our sinful desires and develop a pure love for God and empower a faithful, holy witness of love for others that helps more people embrace the pure love of Christ.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.